Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How are you?
I am.
I can only have this call with you if you're willing to come to the fourth dimension with me.
Okay.
Chapter 10. Wow, what a knockout punch.
Really?
Oh, man. Thank you so much. And you delivered on what you promised in Chapter 9. You gave the method that you use. Thank you so much.
Well, what do you know? That's amazing.
We could talk about 7, 8, 9. I think the last time we podcast was number 6. So if there's something important on 7, 8, 9, 5 that you'd like to focus on, I don't mind doing that right away if you want to start the conversation off.
No, I would prefer, since you like number 10, for you to tell me why you like number 10.
Well, the concept of suspending judgment is, well, I think I already mentioned the most important thing that I liked about number 10, and that was that you gave a method for me and the rest of our readers or listeners to try to connect with the source in a very meaningful way and go across that boundary of conscious and subconscious and unconscious mind. So thank you for that. That's what I like most about number 10. But what I'm a little bit curious about is suspending judgment. Wow, that's kind of a hard thing for human beings to do, don't you think?
Well, without at all being critical, Mr. Bruce, I have found that it's almost impossible for you.
Okay, I can own that.
All right.
Yeah. And I also think that's a part of the human condition. I mean, judging is the duality that we're born into of the physical, and we have to make decisions which require judgments all the time for our personal safety, for our well-being, for our growth, for our... Judgment is a natural process for most human beings. So suspending that process after 50 years of practicing it can be rather challenging.
Yes.
Do you have any tips or ideas on a good way to suspend judgment, or do you mean something less than, you know, because what I picture in my head when you say that is don't make any decisions about this.
Huh. Let's see. Is that what I mean? Well, you know, no. I think what I mean is I don't make any judgment about it. I don't judge that it's good or judge that it's bad. That's what I mean by suspending judgment. In fact, when I catch myself, literally, when I catch myself judging something, I yell for help. Daddy, help me. Because I realize that I'm getting into an arena of what I call the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Sure. So it's not a quantitative judgment. It's a qualitative judgment that you're asking us to suspend. And what I mean by quality is good or bad. That's judging quality of the situation or circumstance or the information, rather than the quantity, which is just saying, okay, there's 10 of those or 5 of those, or I have 6 toes, and if I move my muscle this way, this will happen to my arm.
Yeah, well, of course, I think what I was referring to related to the fourth dimension, in the way I'm looking at it, is that there is no judgment. We're suspending judgment. It's not a decision to suspend judgment, but rather it's in a place where there just isn't any. It's in that realm where it's beyond judgment. It's beyond human judgment.
So, because I understand about the four dimensions is that I would have to say that dark critters or I would normally assign a negative attitude to. They operate quite well fourth dimension.
Yep, travel around at the speed of light.
And am I suspending judgment about what you're doing in fourth dimension? Is that what you're saying? Or am I just suspending judgment about to the fourth dimension? What are you asking me to suspend judgment about? Because I don't think it's in my best interest to suspend judgment about the actions and activities of what I refer to as dark entities or whatever, spagents, how I want to phrase it. It comes up with negative judgment automatically by the name I've used. And I don't despair. What I'm trying to gain clarity, do you want me to suspend judgment about accessing the fortune? Do you want me to suspend judgment while participating in the dimension?
Neither. I'm not talking about you judging. I'm saying that in the fourth dimension, there is no judgment.
Okay. I didn't grasp that one. But that's interesting. I'm to have to think about no judgment.
I'll go back to the sentence. This is one way of looking at the fourth dimension. The way I'm looking at it is that all judgment is suspended. Don't forget, I'm equating the way I'm looking at it now. I'm equating the fourth dimension with that thing we call eternal life, the kingdom of heaven that Jesus talked about, that don't look here, don't look there, but the kingdom of heaven is within you. And the fourth dimension, that arena that we can't see, still exists and is proven to exist. We talked a long time ago when we got off on quantum physics on several podcasts. In fact, I had a blast, and you seem to too, but we talked about the what's it called, the double slit or double slot experiment?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, one of the things that proved was just by having an observer, and by observer it could be mechanical, a mechanical eye would alter the outcome of that experiment.
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't require judgment. It doesn't require thinking. It doesn't require anything. Just observing, even not a human observation, but a mechanical eye. So it's really a mind bender for me, and it's got nothing to do with you don't control the outcomes. Is kind of what I'm saying.
You don't control the outcomes while you're in the fourth dimension, or?
Well, it's interesting. You were putting a connotation on it that your judgment was suspended, or even different, that I was implying that you should suspend your judgment. Isn't that what I was hearing you say?
Yeah, and in a paragraph just below the one you read to us, it says that. It says specifically, it really is fairly easily, all you have to do is suspend your judging for a few moments.
Yeah, well, okay, now we're entering into that sphere, and yes, that's part of it.
But what you're saying is that whatever happens or is happening in the fourth dimension, there's no judgment as part of that interaction or space or whatever you want to call it. Dimension. The judgment is not necessarily a part of it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay.
I don't understand what I'm saying, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, I need to think about that. I need to ask around that. I never even considered that in the way that you're putting it, and I'm not quite sure that I would lose my qualities or the human qualities that I have when I step across that dimensional barrier or screen or whatever you want to call it.
How about Ryan? It's the place where you are not judged.
Oh, okay, sure. Yes, right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm clear. Sure. I agree with that 100%. Thank you for clarifying that. Wow. Okay. Yes. How could you be judged?
Yeah. I was having a hard time understanding why you were having a hard time understanding.
Because I took it in a different connotation, context.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah. Well, now I'd like to move on to your mantra that you give and that you suggest people try. For, is it 30 days? Let me just scroll down here. Yeah, 30 days. And your mantra is, I am in and of the will of God. Your presence and power are upon me, and I want to have nothing else, and no other thought or feeling shall have a permanent place in me. I am. It's not only 30 days. You're saying it's three times a day, out loud.
Yeah, well, I've been saying that for 10 years.
Is it working?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to take you up on it because I think that that's it. Well, you know what? First, before I just quickly just jump into the lake, I'm going to ask Dad and see if there's any alterations of that statement for me. And I'd like to start it for the next 30 days because I think it's fantastic. It definitely sings to me. It's a beautiful piece of truth.
It was given to me. I was walking on the beach and I was asking Dad about some stuff and everything. All of a sudden, that came roaring into my consciousness, and I knew when it came that I was supposed to repeat it over and over and over and over and over. And that was 1996 when I started saying that. I've shared that with many people. Everyone I know who has ever decided to take that on and speak it has had a dramatic change in their consciousness.
Well, I think I'll probably be one of them, because that is a good affirmation to use. So I think I'm going to print that one out and stick it on my bulletin board in front of my computer in my office.
You've never seen me use that anywhere, huh?
Yeah, I have. Actually, you mentioned it in another podcast that we did, or not in a podcast, but in an article that we did maybe about a year ago, and you described that you got it on Sugar Beach. And yeah, I do remember it, but at that point in time, I kind of glossed over it because I didn't know how to put it to use and of what benefit it would be. Granted, I like the words, but what I now desire is full access to the fourth dimension, and I think that staying connected to the source is the best way to do that, and your mantra is a fantastic methodology, so thank you.
Wow. All I can say is I got that from the source.
Perfect. And what else do you want to add? We're on number 10. I think number 11, what did you get up to, number 15?
Yes, in fact, I've started today on number 16.
Oh my gosh. So I hope our reading and listening audience is keeping up.
Well, you're sure piling them up there. You know what this is going to cause, don't you?
No, what?
It's going to cause me, hopefully, pleadingly, for you to publish the book.
Well, I'm willing to do that, and for you to focus on the book. I sure hope that our reading and listening audience will understand that you'll be publishing a little bit less during the time that you're compiling the book.
Yes, I would think so.
Yeah, hopefully they can enjoy what you're giving them today and then enjoy the book when it's all compiled together. Thanks, Brad. I appreciate your time today, and I look forward to the next five. And let's do this again in a week's time and keep them coming, because I'm enjoying what you're saying, and I agree with it, and I'm going to put it to practice.
Wow. Okay. Well, I will tell you that I probably have shared that with probably between 50 and 100 people that came to me back in the days of the of my first website, and I was getting average of 75 emails a day, and so I was getting thoughts and statements like, oh, I'm dry spiritually, and da 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 da, and I would just share. This has helped me, and so I'd share it. And they'd write back, wouldn't hear from them again for a while, and write back saying what a change it had made in their lives. I remember a guy in Nova Scotia particularly. I mean, it was just amazing. He went on to read Treasure Chest and go nuts and have it, many, many copies made of it and pass them out. And so anyway, it's something that has really helped me. It has brought me to the place where when you call me and ask me how I am, I say, I am. I know that it isn't I speaking those words. It's the spirit parent source in me is speaking it. I am. It's an amazing thing. We are one.
We are.
Yes. So anyway, I hope that helps others as well. I went on a long jog today, and during the jog, I probably repeated that mantra, as you called it, probably repeated it about 10 times.
Yeah, well, I don't want people to get hung up on the word mantra. I sure hope that people aren't offended. We'll use the word affirmation, synonymous for me.
Yeah, okay, me too. I don't, it's just a word.
Yeah, it is just a word.
Like your,
like fart. Fart is just a word.
Yeah, I love it. Number 9, that was kind of wild.
Yeah.
Can I add my one favorite statement to you?
You always do.
Thanks for the call, Ryan.
Bye, Brad.